minutes. President Hichilema dismisses claims that mining firms do not pay taxes. And heavy gunfire and blasts heard near airport in Niger's capital. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Inja Okasabo. The Zambia Consumer Association has expressed concern with the rate at which ZESCO units are depleting. ZACA Executive Secretary Juva Sakala says many consumers have complained that their electricity units are running out too quickly, with some reporting usage of up to 17 units per day, a situation he has described as unsustainable. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sakala acknowledged that tariff adjustments were implemented, but stressed that the pricing structure should not place an excessive burden on ordinary Zambians. He further called on ZESCO to regularly issue clear updates, explaining how electricity units are consumed and calculated. Meanwhile, Mr. Sakala has appealed to ZESCO not to effect any further upward tariff adjustment, noting that the current electricity costs are worsening with the already high cost of living.
Because that is a worrying thing, because if somebody cannot use 17 units a day just for cooking, I think it's impossible. Somebody just, you know, uses a stove at lunch and at supper, then you're able to consume about 17 units. It's impossible. The maximum that you can consume a day is probably 3 units or less. So that is a concern which I think the utility company should take serious and, you know, sit down with the technical team and see what best they can do so that this problem is addressed.
Medicines Research and Access Platform MedRap Executive Director Leo Kalioka has called on the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency ZAMSA to ensure that the recently procured renal medicines and consumables are promptly delivered to hospitals offering dialysis services. Recently, ZAMSA announced that it had received the first consignment of renal consumables under a $132 million bulk procurement program aimed at stabilizing dialysis treatment services across the country. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Dioka emphasized the importance of timely and equitable distribution of cancer life-saving consumables to ensure that patients undergoing dialysis receive uninterrupted care. He noted that dialysis is a critical and life-saving service, and therefore all renal medicines and consumables must be consistently available in health facilities to guarantee sustainable and reliable health delivery. Mr. Lioka further called on government to strengthen and revamp National Health Insurance Management Authority NIMA services for all renal patients, stating that those who cannot afford dialysis can benefit from their NIMA subscriptions. He also advised kidney patients to adhere strictly to their dialysis schedules and regular medical reviews, noting that Zambia has trained renal specialists ready to provide the necessary care.
Renal disease, or kidney disease as it's commonly, you know, referred to, is a chronic condition that requires a frequent, dialysis, especially for patients that are chronically, you know, ill. To remove the deaths or the waste products of metabolism from the body, that is usually or ordinarily done or performed by the kidneys. That's the function of the kidneys in the body. But in the case where the kidney is not able to do that, there is a
President Hakainde Hichilema has dismissed claims that mining companies operating in Zambia do not pay taxes, describing such assertions as false. President Hichilema has disclosed that First Quantum Minerals, FQM, is the largest single taxpayer in the country. Speaking during the 2026 presidential annual greetings for the diplomatic corps held in Lusaka today, Mr. Hichilema said it is a fallacy to suggest that mining companies do not contribute to the national treasury, noting that taxes paid by the mining sector are critical to national development programs. The taxes collected from the mining sector are channeled towards free education, the Cash for Work program, the agriculture sector, among other key national initiatives, said President Hichilema. Meanwhile, the president has called for increased trade collaborations with diplomats accredited to Zambia and various sectors of mutual interest. He said Zambia offers significant opportunities in agriculture, energy and manufacturing, which require strong international partnerships and collaboration.
There's a fallacy in this country that mining companies are not paying taxes. It's not correct. The largest single taxpayer in this country is one mine called First Quantum. The largest single taxpayer. And we as Zambian people are partners in that mine. But yet on the other side, there's an argument that mines are not paying taxes. We, since we took office, that mine alone has increased its tax payments to the treasury, supporting our free education policies, supporting our social spending programs, right? Social cash transfer, cash for work, supporting health, supporting other key sectors.
Opposition Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has expressed concern over the heavy presence of cabinet ministers during campaigns for the Kasama Mero by-election in Northern Province. Several cabinet ministers, among them Minister of Mines and Natural Resources Poka Buswe and Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts Elvis Nkandu, were seen in Kasama campaigning ahead of the by-election taking place today. Speaking in an interview with RC News in Lusaka, Mr. Sinkamba questioned why senior government officials had abandoned their official duties in Lusaka to participate in campaign activities that, in his view, should be handled by party structures at district level. It is not wrong for cabinet ministers to help with campaigns, but when more than five ministers are campaigning in one area for an extended period, government work is affected because they are heads of ministries, said Mr. Sinkamba. He further argued that the manner in which the UPND government is conducting itself reflects what he described as a normalization of dishonesty in governance.
And these are the things that they condemned every day during the MMD government, during the PF government. But they're doing exactly, even worse than what others were doing. It all shows that in UPND, there's a lot of lying. They just tell lies, deep service, Malandakana, where they do not do what they say. They have no principle.
In foreign news, sustained heavy gunfire and loud explosions have been heard in Niger near the international airport outside the capital, Niamey. Multiple eyewitness accounts and videos show the air defense systems apparently engaging in unidentified projectiles in the early hours of Thursday. The situation later came under control, reports say, with an official reportedly saying that the situation was now under control without elaborating further. It is not clear what had caused the blast or if there were any casualties. There has been no official statement from the military government. Coming up shortly, sources said Trump weighs Iran strikes to inspire renewed protests. This and more, stay tuned.
Lung cancer. This is the number one cause of cancer deaths in both men and women world over. Cigarette smoking is the principal risk factor for development of lung cancer. Treatment can involve a combination of surgery, chemotherapy, targeted therapy, immunotherapy, and radiation therapy, as well as newer experimental methods. Smoking cessation is the most important measure that can prevent the development of lung cancer. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. U.S. President Donald Trump is weighing options against Iran that include targeted strikes on security forces and leaders to inspire protesters. Multiple sources have said, even as Israeli and Arab officials said air power alone would not topple the clerical rulers. The U.S. sources familiar with the discussion said Trump wanted to create conditions for regime change after a crackdown crushed a nationwide protest movement earlier this month, killing thousands of people. One of the U.S. sources said the options being discussed by Trump's aides also include a much larger strike intended to have lasting impact, possibly against the ballistic missiles that can reach U.S. allies in the Middle East or its nuclear enrichment programs.
Sports Update.
Rescheduled MTN Super League Week 15 and 17 fixtures delivered drama on Wednesday afternoon, with Ichanga Rangers continuing their impressive rise and Mufulira Wanderers rediscovering their winning touch at home. In Kawe, Ichanga Rangers moved up to third place on 29 points after Agent Kawa Warriors 1-0 at the Godfrey. Meanwhile, in Mofu.